Well, in high school state soccer tournament play yesterday, the girls' state soccer tournament first round action saw Davenport Assumption beat Center Point Urbana 1-0 in Class 1A play. Also, Union defeated St. Albert 3-2, Columbus Catholic over Bondurant Farrar 5-2, and Bishop Heland Catholic downing Dubuque Wallert 1-0. In Class 2A first round action yesterday, it was Glenwood over ADM Van Meter 3-0, Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Independence East Buchanan 4-0, Waukee downing Waverly Shellrock 2-0. Pleasant Valley, a winner over Sioux City East by a final of 2-0. A Class 3A first round play last night, Bettendorf over Dowling Catholic 1-0. Iowa City West, an overtime 1-0 winner over Johnston. West Des Moines Valley needed overtime to beat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 2-1. And Ankeny needed a shootout to beat Cedar Rapids Washington by a final of 1-0. Now, those winners all advanced to today's semifinal round play at Muscatine. In 1A this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Davenport Assumption plays Columbus Catholic. At 2:15, it's Union versus Bishop Heland Catholic. In Class 2A this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Cedar Rapids Xavier will play Glenwood. At 4:15, Waukee will play Pleasant Valley. And the 3A semis then at 6 o'clock, Bettendorf facing Iowa City West. And at 6:15, it's West Des Moines Valley against Ankeny. Those winners will move on to tomorrow's championship matches. In high school boys baseball play last night, it was Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 8-2. Tyler Hovey threw the complete game for the win last night on the mound, while Derek Stork had a home run to lead the offense for Atlantic as the Trojans improved to 6-3 on the season. That game was to be played in Atlantic, but was moved to Shenandoah due to the weather conditions. Didn't seem to affect the Trojans too much, however. Also in boys baseball last night, Walnut scored 3 runs in the 6th inning to erase a deficit as they rallied for a 5-4 win over Glidden-Ralston. Denison defeated Clarinda 12-3. Lewis Central a winner over Red Oak 13-3 as Coach Lee Toole picked up his 700th career victory. Fremont Mills over Sydney 10-3. Bedford beat Lennox 13-3. Corning over East Union 3-0. Stanton 8-6 over Nishnabotna. East Mills defeated Essex South Page 11-2. Nottoway Valley a 7-5 winner over Mount Air, and Sioux City West swept a pair from Abraham Lincoln 7-6 and 9-8. In girls softball action last night, it was Shenandoah defeating Atlantic 7-6 in the first game of a doubleheader. The Trojans came back to win 11-1 in the nightcap. Denison took 2 from Clarinda 6-5 and 12-6. It was Lewis Central sweeping a pair from Red Oak 6-0 and 4-3. Walnut downing Glidden-Ralston 8-2. Underwood beat Griswold 9-4. Fremont Mills over Sydney 3-0. Stanton beat Nishnabotna in 10 innings 2-1. Essex over East Mills 11-8. Corning 6-4 over East Union, and Sioux City East a winner over Thomas Jefferson by a final of 12-0. In Major League Baseball, a game delayed 3.5 hours by rain at the start. It was the Boston Red Sox with a lot more late kick than the New York Yankees as the Red Sox erupted with 7 runs in the 7th inning in their 8-3 win at Yankee Stadium. The Red Sox have beaten the Yankees 8 of the first 9 meetings this year. CC Sabathia was working on a 2-hit shutout until the 7th inning meltdown. He ended up being charged with 6 runs in his 6 2/3 innings. David Ortiz had 2 hits in the big inning. Josh Beckett picked up the win with 7 innings of 4-hit ball. At 3-game sweep gives Boston a 2-game lead over the Yankees now in the American League East. Elsewhere in the AL, the Oakland A's made changes in the dugout, but the results on the field? Pretty much the same. They fired manager Bob Guerin and replaced him with Bob Melvin on an interim basis, but none of that changed the A's fortunes as they dropped their 10th in a row, losing 9-4 to the Chicago White Sox. Alex Avila hit 2 triples, and Justin Verlander pitched 8 strong innings as the Tigers beat Seattle 4-1. Jeff Francoeur drove in 2 runs, and the Kansas City Royals survived Joakim Soria's shaky 9th inning to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2. Alexi Casilla laced a single to left to drive in the winning run with 2 outs in the 9th, and that gave the Minnesota Twins a 5-4 win over the Texas Rangers. In the National League, Johnny Cueto pitched 7 scoreless innings, and Johnny Gomes had 3 hits and an RBI, leading the Cincinnati Reds to a 3-0 win over the Giants. Jonathan Neese matched his career high with 8 strikeouts as the Mets beat Milwaukee 4-1. Troy Tulowitzki drove in 4 runs, including a tying 2-run single in Colorado's 5-run 7th inning, as the Rockies rallied past the Dodgers 9-7. The Chicago Cubs edged Philadelphia 4-3 in 11 innings. Tyler Colvin scored from second on a throwing error in the 11th inning. That cuts the Phillies' lead in the NL East to 2 over Atlanta. Jair Jurgens threw seven solid innings and drove in a run as the Atlanta Braves handed the Florida Marlins their eighth straight loss, 3-2. Arizona blanked Pittsburgh 2-0. Lance Berkman broke a tie with an RBI single, and pinch hitter Daniel Descalzo had a two-run double in St. Louis, five-run sixth inning in a Cardinals 9-2 win over the Houston Astros last night. Also in a battle of light-hitting teams, San Diego popped Washington by a score of 7-3. Yankees reliever Jabba Chamberlain has a torn ligament in his right elbow, likely ending his season and requiring Tommy John surgery. New York put Chamberlain on the 15-day disabled list yesterday, on Wednesday, with a stiff elbow. Chamberlain and the Yankees said that they were stunned when the exam showed the severity of that injury. Boston Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia had a bone bruise on his right kneecap, and he's out of action until at least Friday night in Toronto. The Pittsburgh Pirates placed Chris Snyder on the disabled list with a herniated disc, meaning the team's top three catchers are all injured. Scottsdale police say Arizona Diamondbacks TV announcer and former Major Leaguer Mark Grace was arrested on Memorial Day on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol. A Diamondbacks spokesman says the team had no comment on Grace's arrest, calling it a pending legal matter. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Oklahoma City beating the Omaha Storm Chasers 4-3. Round Rock, an 8-1 lead over Iowa in the fourth inning. That game, though, suspended by rain last night in Des Moines, so they'll complete that game tonight before they start up the regularly scheduled game. Omaha currently has a 4.5-game lead over Memphis, 5.5 games up on Iowa and Nashville in the American North Division standings. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, Dirk Nowitzki poured in 29 points, and the Dallas Mavericks canned 13 three-pointers in their 112-103 victory over Miami that puts the Mavericks on the verge of their first NBA title. That gives Dallas a 3-2 series lead. The Mavs ended the game on a 17-4 run in the final 3.5 minutes. Jason Terry sparked the Mavs with 21 off the bench on efficient 8-of-10 shooting. J.J. Barea had 17 points as 4 of the 5 Dallas starters reached double figures. Dwayne Wade led Miami with 23. LeBron James recorded Miami's first triple-double in Heat playoff history with 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. James scored, though, just 2 points in the fourth quarter, as he scored only 11 points in the fourth quarter of the first 5 games of the series combined. The Mavericks can wrap up their first NBA championship with a win Sunday night in Miami in Game 6. If necessary, Game 7 also would be in Miami next Tuesday. A person with direct knowledge of the situation tells the Associated Press that the Milwaukee Bucks have given the Detroit Pistons permission to interview assistant coach Kelvin Sampson for their vacant head coaching job after they fired John Kuster. Sampson's been an assistant to Bucks head coach Scott Skiles since May of 2008. Well, the Stanley Cup scene moves to Vancouver, and nobody is happier about that than the Canucks. After Vancouver won the opening 2 games of the best-of-seven showdown, 1-0 and 3-2 in overtime at home, the Boston Bruins clobbered them as they bounced back to even the series with 8-1 and 4-0 victories in Boston. The Canucks will host Game 5, and that comes up tonight. The Iowa Athletics Department has strengthened procedures for reviewing promotional videos after the school committed a minor NCAA violation by showing football players going through summer workouts on a team website. Associate Athletic Director Fred Mims said Thursday that employees involved in posting the material on GoHawks.com last year were unaware that doing so would violate NCAA rules requiring summer weightlifting and conditioning activities to be voluntary. The rules prohibit teams from recording workouts for the purpose of telling players, coaches, or teammates whether they participated. Iowa Self reported the violation last October after receiving an NCAA inquiry about it. Mims said the athletics department has assigned a member of its compliance staff to review videos and other media presentations to make sure that they comply with NCAA rules before they are launched. Cale Sanderson was inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame for a spectacular career that's included a perfect run as a college wrestler, an Olympic gold medal, and a national title as a college coach. And he isn't done yet. After being inducted Thursday night, Sanderson confirmed to the Associated Press that he's making a comeback after years away from wrestling. He'll weigh in today for the World Team Trials in Oklahoma City and then be back on the mat wrestling tomorrow. Sanderson says his competitive fire was sparked while coaching a passionate group of Penn State wrestlers that ended up winning the NCAA title last season. He's not sure how far he'll make it, but he would like to find out. In golf, David Mathis matched his best round ever on the PGA Tour, shooting a 5-under-65 to grab the opening round lead at the St. Jude Classic. Mathis is one shot up on Robert Carlson, John Merrick, Chris Blanks, Kevin Kisner, and Colt Knast. Keegan Bradley and Fabian Gomez each shot 67s. Mindy Kim shot a career-low 64 to take a two-stroke lead after the first round of the LPGA State Farm Classic. Sarah Kemp and Jai Shin were tied for second at 6-under. Brittany Lincecum, last week's winner at the ShopRite Classic in New Jersey, birdied the final hole to finish at 67, and that puts her in a tie for fourth with Yanni Tseng and Julie Inkster. And it's hard to tell sometimes when Charles Barkley is joking, but it's also hard to watch him play golf with that infamous hitch-and-go swing that's about as smooth as an elephant playing marbles. So there's a decent chance that he wasn't kidding when Barkley told reporters that he's seriously considering playing left-handed next month at the American Century Celebrity Golf Championship at Lake Tahoe. Barkley said, "It can't be worse." Chuck, yes it can. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.